And if you hadn't figured it out already, we're talking this morning about courage. What it means to have courage. Many times when we think of courage, we think of things like power, strength, wisdom. But many times, courage just means that you were willing to step forward in a time of need. Most of us know Robert E. Lee as the general who lost during the Civil War. Years before the Civil War, he was in another battle, in the war against Mexico. And he was a leader of men in that war. And his superior said of him, when he spoke of Robert E. Lee, that he did the greatest feat of physical and moral courage performed by any individual to his knowledge. It is no wonder that when it came to the Civil War, that soldiers would follow Robert E. Lee because of the courage he had demonstrated in the past. We think today of Reverend Troy Perry. 51 years ago. Think of the climate. I don't mean hot or cold. I mean the political, social climate in the late 60s. Yet he takes out an ad in The Advocate, opening his house to people he had never met, and says, "Come and worship." And they came, 12 people, gay and straight, black and white, men and women. They gathered. The courage it must have taken to do that. And if you don't know all of Troy's story, it was just a few months before then that he attempted suicide. Yet, on this time, he allowed God's courage to give him courage. There's another well-known general in our scriptures, Joshua. Joshua took over after Moses died. And it was Joshua's turn to lead the people. And he was given a promise. And hear that promise. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, it sounds a little bit more like a command part to it. Yeah, there's a little bit of a command to it. But there's also that promise. Be strong. God is always with you. This wasn't an empty promise that God made. For if you read the book of Joshua, you would see that Joshua was in battle after battle, still working with those Israelites that were never always that pleasant to Moses, who moaned and groaned, who complained about everything. He could have given them a steak dinner and they would say, "Well, I like mine rare and you gave me a well-done one." They would find something to complain about. Joshua took this promise from God, just as we can take it, and used it to live his life. For you see, this promise is not meant just for a battle warrior. It's also meant for each one of us, a Christian warrior. For the courage that is spoken of in this chapter is not courage that we have to go out and find. It's the courage that comes to us from God and from God's own character. God infuses us with this courage. It's not something that you're going to walk around and say, "Oh, look, a piece of courage," and you pick it out of the air. It's something that God will put inside of you. God tells Joshua and us through this passage to be strong and courageous. You see, God was preparing and setting up Joshua to do great things as he and the people entered the promised land. Just as God promised a land of milk and honey, God promised Joshua the courage that he needed to lead the people into that land. That land of milk and honey. God gives us strength and courage so that we can fulfill the things that God asks us to do. It's one way that God equips us. I've said it many times that when we get to a place where we're talking to someone or where someone says to you, are you a Christian? And you're sitting there shaking in your pants and you don't know how to answer this because you don't know how they're going to respond. God gives you the courage to be able to say, well, yes, I am. Thank you very much. Would you like to come to church with me? See, that's God's courage when you're shaking in your pants. Because God's going to be within you to give you that courage. Because God wants us to be telling others about Christ. God wants us to be telling others that there's a place where they come and find unconditional love just the way they are. And it's done through the power of God's strength that God puts within us. So that we're not doing it on our own. Because it is the goal for all in the world to know about Christ, for everyone to have the opportunity to hear about Christ, and we do our part because of the courage that God puts within us to be able to say to others, hey, have you heard about Jesus? And just as God told Joshua many times to be of courage, we too get told that many times throughout the scriptures. Joshua went forward into battle with God's promises within him. Now, granted, being a warrior, he also had on the items of war that he needed, but he also had the word of God within him. That was a barrier to many kinds of arrows that would have penetrated his spiritual soul as opposed to his physical well-being. We too go into battle. We too go forward to wherever we have to go with God's promise of courage within us. You know, Paul says to the Corinthians, thanks be to God who always leads us in God's triumph in Christ. In other words, when we walk with Christ, when we take the courage of God and move forward, we already have the victory. Because God is there with us, not because of what we've done, but because God put the courage within us and we moved forward. Yes. And we too have success. The courage that God gives also expands God's guidance to us. So not only do we have this power within us of courage, we have the guidance of God to lead us. When Joshua went into battle, he had a battle plan. Those of you who have read the story know God told him, well, you're going to get all the people together. No one's going to talk. That's a miracle in itself, that you're going to get a few thousands of folks together, and none of them are going to talk, but you're going to march around the city. And on the seventh time around, you're going to shout out. You're going to blow the horns, and the walls will come down. He had a battle plan. What's your battle plan? Do you walk out of your house in the morning with God's plan in your life? Okay, maybe you don't know exactly where you're going, but when you're walking with God and allowing God to guide you, you know where you're going, where God wants you to go. We're going to go take that Joshua scripture we read earlier and just go back a little bit. And it says, starting in verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. In other words, God is saying to Joshua, you know what you're supposed to do. You have learned from Moses how to live your life.
Yes.
And those of us in this room, we have learned using the best manual there is. You know the Word of God. You know what God has said to you. And if you don't know, remember those spoons I gave out a few weeks ago? You need to be feeding yourself on the Word of God so that you have no excuse and you can't say, but I didn't know. See, that's an excuse. That's really not a reason. Joshua had a battle plan. Joshua knew God's instructions. He knew everything according to the law that Moses taught. He said, do not turn from it. Don't turn from the right hand or to the left. So that you will be, hear these words, for folks, so that you will be successful in what you do. When you follow the words of God, when you do as God commands and allow God's strength and guidance to lead you, you will have success. That's a promise. That goes along with this promise because this leads right into verse 9 that says, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So even when Joshua was walking out to battle, God was there with him. For us, our foundation is Jesus the Christ. It's his grace, his life, death, and resurrection that makes the difference in our lives. It's the instructions that Jesus gives in the passages that we read in the scripture, telling us to believe, to love God with our heart and soul and mind and strength. These things that will add to our courage. Go forth and make disciples and share that good news as we're commanded. The gospel is our guide. Paul and James and Timothy and Jude and all those letters, those are our guides. All of God's guidance, all of God's promises are there to give us courage for what we do in our lives as we move forward. And also the courage that comes to us from God multiplies when God's presence is with us and within us. Again, we look at that verse 9 of Joshua. God promises to always be with Joshua. He would never be alone. He's not going in battle by himself. He's going with God. We're not going anywhere by ourselves. We're taking God with us. You can't leave God at home in the closet. You already know what it's like to be in the closet. When you let yourself out, go let God out and let God go with you. God's not something you just use for an hour on Sunday morning and you leave it in the closet at home. Take God with you wherever you go. And even if you don't think you want to, God's going to be there anyway because there's no locking up God. God is not going to leave you alone. So this is a promise on top of a promise. Not only is God going to give you courage, but God is going to be right there with you when you're needing that courage.
Yes.
Right there with you, not somewhere else. Wherever you go, God is there. Whatever task you have to do, God is there. When you face tough times in your life, and granted, it is not easy dealing with the tough stuff in life, whether you're sick or just tired or mentally exhausted or you're just fed up from the stuff that's going on at work, God's there. God is there to give you the courage to keep moving forward. Could you imagine any place on this earth, any place in this universe that you could go that God can't be there? If you find that place, let me know, because I haven't found one. The scriptures already tell us that it doesn't matter where we go, but God is there. We can think we can go to the deepest pit in the universe, but God will still be there for us. We can go to the highest mountain that there ever is, a mountain so high that we can barely breathe because there's no oxygen, and God is still there.
Yeah.
There's no place that we can go that God is not there with us.
Yes.
And it's not something that we have to imagine. It's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
God is in this promise that says, be of courage. Do not be afraid. I am with you always, wherever you go. Wherever Joshua went, God was there with him. Throughout this book of Joshua, through all of the things that he did and the places he went, God was with him. And God is with each and every one of us wherever we go. So put God's power of courage to work in your life. If you're feeling like you lack courage, If you feel as if it's the lack of courage is keeping you from stepping forward, remember and claim the promise. I had a pastor one time, and there was there's a scripture that talks about stepping on the enemy to get the enemy out of your life. And she took stickers, and it said on it, "Stomp the enemy," and she stuck them on the bottom of her shoe. So that every time she took a step, she was stomping on the enemy to get that enemy out of her life.
Yes.
Wherever you go, take the courage of God with you.
Yes.
Because God's already there. God's going to help you to use that courage. Be courageous. Learn God's word. You know, there's a wonderful passage. We've heard it in a song. It comes from the 119th chapter of Psalm, the 105th verse. Yes, it's a very long chapter. God's word is the lamp to your feet and the light to your path.
Yes.
Hear it again. God's word is the lamp to your feet and the light to your path. There is no place you're going to go that you're going to be in the dark when you have the word of God in your life, giving you the courage to move forward. Mm-hmm. Claim that promise. Now, God's not always looking for warriors like General Lee, but he is looking for people. God is looking for people to engage in spiritual battles, like Joshua, like Troy Perry. Like me and like you.
Mm-hmm.
Use your courage in battle.
Yes.
Stand up for Christ. When someone starts making comments, you know, it's only about gay, it's not just gay people that people make comments about. People make comments about Christians. Okay, I will admit I probably wasn't at my topmost nicest this particular day, but I go to once a month I meet together with a whole bunch of other Christians and rabbis, and we study scripture together. And there's one woman there that likes to generalize Christianity. Now, she is a Christian. She's Catholic. And she likes to generalize that all Protestants do this or all Protestants do that. And so finally one day I had enough, and I said, listen, you need to change that. Because you're making these general statements about all Protestants, and they're not true. I don't do what you say that we're doing. I know many people who don't do what you say we're all doing. So you might need to change that. There are some people who. It's not everybody. Stand up. Stand up for your faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Model God's character. God is a God of courage. Model that character in your life. Allow God to lead you, just as God always promises to be there with you anyway. So allow God to lead you to move from the worldliness of this life to the godliness of this life.
Yeah.
And be consistent in your life with Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
And whenever you feel a lack of courage, draw on the power of God. Draw on the courage that comes through God from three ways. From God's character, because we're emulating God when we're using that courage. Draw on God's word, a reason for you to get in there with your spoon feeding yourself, and be aware of God's presence. Amen.
Amen.